Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Thanks for dropping us like we were hot yesterday. Anyway, don't tell anybody I said that, hey? Very unprofessional of me. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad I had a day off.
I know, I know. It's really
sometimes it's just necessary.
It's really hectic doing, you know, 5 minutes in the morning. I'm kidding.
Oh, so mean.
I'm just pulling your leg. Anyway, let's just you're so easy to tease. Anyway, so teens at an East London Spur who left a £4 tip and a derogatory note for a waiter. They're being investigated for crimen injuria, and that's by the police. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so on Friday, these teenage white guys were in the Spur, the Hemingway Mall in East London. It's the Las Vegas Spur. And according to the young man, a 24-year-old waiter who was identified as Xolani Mbalo, and he spoke to the Daily Dispatch and he told them his story. He's an information technology development graduate from Walter Sisulu University, and he says throughout the meal, the three, he called them customers from hell. He says they taunted him from the beginning until he eventually quit serving them. When he brought them their food, they sort of made these stupid remarks and asked him to eat their leftover chips, saying, did he look hungry? And then burst out laughing. I mean, just really absolutely awful behavior. Finally, on the till slip, the bill, you can see it's been posted on social media. It's a 206 Rand bill. They left a 4 Rand tip and wrote there, this is a tip for hungry Africans.
A couple of words that could come out of my mouth right now. But I don't feel like ending my career.
I mean, I don't even like, you know, it's such an awful story to have to even say aloud that these awful people did this. And the problem was that they then left the restaurant and the manager allowed them to, which is why the waiter was very upset. But then he had some excuse about how if people walk out the restaurant, Spurs policy, they can't kind of bring them back in for something like that. But now the police are investigating it. I don't know how they're going to track down who these guys were. I suppose through their... maybe through a bank card. I have no idea. But they are investigating it, and I'm really hoping that something happens. Hello?
Sorry, did he complain to management before these guys left?
You see, that's unclear from the information in the articles online. And they did allow him to leave. And I'm not sure whether he complained before they left. But it looks like they did because he says the manager allowed them to leave.
Yeah.
He let the teenagers go, the restaurant manager said, reportedly let the teenagers go. The manager reportedly said that since the teens had left the restaurant, it was obviously after they left that he then told them, he said he couldn't call them back in because Spurs policy would not allow anything to be done to the patrons. That's what he said, allegedly.
Okay. I mean, that's
now
something...
Spur went on social media. Sorry, they posted a post.
Yeah.
And they said they absolutely condemn this. They've given the young man counseling and that they're going to do everything they can to support him and make sure that his dignity is restored.
And what about those little idiots?
Well, hopefully they will be brought up on charges of.
Are they going to be banned from going to Spur?
Who knows exactly? I mean, this isn't the first time things like this have happened at Spur.
Yeah, I think we'll try and get hold of Mark Farrelly today to see if he'll comment on that. But anyway, let's talk about this British Airways flight. I heard Ab's talking about it this morning.
Okay.
Destined for Dusseldorf in Germany, it landed in Edinburgh. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's been trending. I don't know why it's just sort of caught people's attention, I suppose, because it doesn't really happen. And it's sort of especially on a BA flight. So it ended up in Edinburgh by mistake. They say the flight paperwork was submitted incorrectly, but the passengers had no idea this was happening until they heard the plane over the intercom saying, welcome to Edinburgh. And then they all were like, sorry, what's going on? So they've obviously apologized and said, you know, this never happens. And apparently, according to a passenger, the plane did sit for 2.5 hours on the tarmac before flying into Dusseldorf. And she says it was very frustrating. The toilets became blocked. They ran out of snacks. Oh, dear. And it was also very stuffy. But other people said on Twitter that it did seem like an honest mistake. But they say they're trying to get to the bottom of it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Hey? Imagine having a meeting and then sitting there for another 2 hours. And then expedition operators are concerned at the number of climbers' bodies that are becoming exposed on Mount Everest as its glaciers melt.
Yeah, I just thought this was an interesting story. It was in the on a BBC on the BBC online towards the end of last week, and they're saying that climate change is causing the glaciers to melt around Mount Everest. And so what's interesting is that I suppose things that are buried deep in that ice are starting to be revealed. Not just certain bodies, but even equipment and things that have been abandoned. I mean, nearly 300 mountaineers have died on the peak since the first ascent attempt, and only and 2/3 of those bodies are thought to still be buried in the snow and ice, which is a lot. I mean, that's 2/3 of those that have died were never ever found or brought down. Of the 4,800 climbers have also scaled the peak, so 300 of those have died. And people, you know, the Sherpas in Nepal are saying that old bodies are now coming out. But, of course, the costs of bringing down the bodies are very expensive because they're frozen.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Right. They're very heavy. And the experts are saying it's between $40,000 and $80,000 to bring down the dead body. But not only that, expert climbers say a lot of the mountaineers that die, say, before they die, not once they've died, prefer to be left where they die on the mountain because it's a big dream of theirs to ascend. Oh. And so they're saying now it also would be disrespectful to remove them unless, you know, families give consent.
Awesome, Barbara. Thank you very much for that. That is Bob's Wire this morning.